Cofield and Company.
With the first pick in the 2013 NBA Draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Anthony Bennett from Toronto, Canada, and the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Thank you, David Stern. After your league comes to town and rampages during the All-Star game, you pay us back by mispronouncing Nevada. Jerk. Yeah, that one didn't work out. Anthony Bennett, number one pick. So here's what we've got so far. We are going to get to the Big Five here in just a second. We'll track the NBA draft picks. We'll punch them up here so you can hear them as now 6 through 10 unfolds. Suns take DeAndre Ayton at 1. Sacktown, Bagley at 2. Dallas moves up to get Luka Doncic. Memphis gets Jaren Jackson, big man out of Michigan State. And the fifth pick, in his suit and shorts, Atlanta will get Trae Young. And you're now reading it will not be a Trae Young, Dennis Schroeder backcourt, huh?
No, it looks like he's on the block. Schroeder is.
Okay.
They'll get him out and hand the reins over to Trae Young.
All right. Orlando, Bulls, Cavs, Knicks, Sixers on the way.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Are you down with the crazy rush with the potato chips to come up with new flavors?
No. I think it's insane.
I don't like a lot of them.
I've tried a couple. They all taste very funny to me.
Yeah. It's just too much artificial flavor.
Yeah. And also, there used to be like 8 flavors.
Right.
It seemed like enough.
Right. Plain, we could do sour cream and onion and give me some barbecue and we're out.
It'd be like a...
I don't need prime rib with horseradish.
Sea salt and vinegar is pretty solid.
Okay. All right. That's like a good choice.
Yeah, you don't need like the cotton candy potato chip.
Did we need the wheel reinvented with Snickers?
I don't think so. I always thought that Snickers were nearly a perfect food. It's pretty delicious. And actually, quite satisfying for a candy bar.
You just chew the bar or you go Costanza style?
What, use the knife and fork?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're cultured.
I think you just eat it. You unwrap it and eat it.
What are the new flavors?
Well, they've got the new sweet and salty Snickers.
I'm intrigued by that.
I would try that.
I like that sweet and salty peanut brittle thing, but it just destroys my old man teeth.
I would try it, but I'm already saying right now that would not be a regular part. It would be regular Snickers over sweet and salty.
New Snickers flavor 1, sweet and salty 2. Yeah.
This, I don't get this at all. Fiery?
What?
Fiery Snickers?
I guess, you know what?
Are you going like...
They're doing spicy on everything now.
No, that's insane.
With the sixth pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Mohamed Bamba from the University of Texas.
Mo Bamba. Third Snickers.
I was actually just going to say that.
Just go right back. I was just seamless transition right back to the important sports talk of the day.
I'm out.
Reinventing the Snickers bar.
I'm out on the fiery, though. I would never try that. And the last one, the espresso Snickers?
Ooh.
No.
Really?
No. Definitely not.
I'm intrigued by that.
No, you're not. You don't drink espresso?
But I like that coffee-ish type experimentation.
Do you? Do you ever go like a coffee
ice cream? How many times are you going to question me on, I'm intrigued.
Do you go coffee ice cream ever?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You bet your ass it's interesting.
I'm out on that. I drink coffee, but I'm not much of a coffee flavored person. Like a coffee flavored jelly bean, out. I don't like it. If you had a coffee flavored energy drink, oh, terrific.
I feel like if we don't break down these picks, we're never going to get to them. So really rapidly. So Orlando just took Mo Bamba. We both like him. Like his upside. Here's what their roster looks like. Man, they're locked into a lot of money. They've got. Remember that one playoff series that Bismack Biyombo was good in? And then it's like they did the... Who was the freaking guy from the Warriors who went to Colgate? Who got two contracts in the NBA?
Conor Foyle?
Yeah, Donald Foyle. Like, Donald Foyle, it's like Biombo's Donald Foyle. But anyway, Biombo makes $17 million a year, and he's got two more years. But anyway, Mo Bamba, seven-footer, goes into a mix with Biombo, Evan Fournier, Nikola Vucevic, Johnny Simmons, who was drafted last year. Check that. Johnny Simmons was not drafted last year. He's like 29 years old. Jonathan Isaac was drafted last year. And, yeah, there's the team. Ken Burt's still on the roster.
Oh, so. Nice. There you go.
And they do. They still have the rights to Aaron Gordon, who did start to make some progress.
Is,
so.
is it a bad sign for Ken Burt's that they brought in kind of the same type player?
Yeah, much bigger.
Mo Bamba, or do you just play Burt and Bamba together, just try to block every single shot the other team tries?
I don't think they're going to play together.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. So, big man goes to Orlando.
Number four.
Somehow they've erased the memory of poor Big Zim. Promotion going down at UNLV. How about this for the football games? All you can eat at the football games. They've got the all you can eat plan. Three games. September 8th against UTEP. November 3rd against Fresno. And then you can get sick to your stomach. Eat against Reno.
Oh, good. We'll make it a little more palatable.
As written here, three game all you can eat plan, which will provide boundless. Oh. It's a good word.
Yeah.
Who do you think wrote this up?
That sounds like a Ray Brewer.
It is actually from the Las Vegas Sun, you're right. Boundless hot dogs, popcorn, nachos, and soda. Boy, beer in there would be nice, wouldn't it?
Can we win one of these games, have a nacho contest? A show nacho eating contest.
I don't know, man. The nugget contest went so badly. You vomited. I felt really heavy and depleted with all that salt, mushy breading.
Well,
for like a day.
I mean, the problem with that was that it took too long, and they started to get really gross after a while. I mean, they were delicious at first, obviously. Nachos you can just keep going up and getting more, so it'd be fresh. How many stadium nachos do you think you can get through in a game?
I've never been a stadium nacho fan.
What?
I know.
It's chips and fake cheese. Like, what's wrong with that?
It's a good point.
It's like the greatest thing
ever. That is my number one order pretty much anywhere I go.
Yeah.
Is to get the chips and salsa. Maybe not the gooey cheese, but I could do that.
Yeah. How many could you get there, you think?
I don't think a lot.
What about how many of the boundless hot dogs?
A good amount.
So you're thinking hot dog contest over... Would you... No dipping them in the water, though. You'd do like a normal, like a hot dog with ketchup and mustard or something on it.
Am I reading this right? Is this all three games for $79?
You can certainly eat your value
in that with the tickets.
Yeah. Why would you not do that?
Yeah, check it out. All you can eat plan, UNLV. I actually saw a big rebel hater. Remember the old guy who roots against you guys keeping your jobs, Ray Hager? Up north?
Yeah.
He was like, I hate to say it, but this is actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
so look into it. UTEP game, Fresno game, Reno game. Eat all you can plan. Eat all you can plan.
Solid.
UNLV football.
Number three.
So we're waiting on the seventh pick now. So coming up, we've got Bulls, Cavs, Knicks, Sixers. You think Kevin Ollie is going to land in the NBA at some point as a head coach?
I kind of feel like he might.
It didn't end well at UConn.
No.
But the whole thing is pretty freaking silly with the news that came out today. Sort of a preemptive strike on the UConn side because Ollie wants his money. I want my $2. He wants his $10 million, right?
Yeah.
And so UConn released a set of violations. They're violations, but it wasn't like...
Well, UConn said that they're not paying him the $10 million because of violation.
Right.
Now, there was public records request filed. Because, you know, you can find these things out. They can't just hide them. They were trying to hide it. And it was discovered what these violations were that were the major infractions that kept them from paying him his $10
million. Right, right.
And the paper in Hartford that got the request was like, wait, what? These are the major requests that you guys are going to fire him with cause and get the $10 million back and move on to Hurley? Doesn't make much sense. One is that you're allowed to have former players talk to recruits when they're on their trip. But Ray Allen has given money in the past, so he's considered a booster, not a former player. And Ollie allowed one of the recruits to be on the phone with Ray Allen, who was classified as a booster, not a former player. definitely a technicality.
Right.
Seems like a very small violation. That was one of the major infractions. He also stopped on his way to lunch walking with a recruit on campus, and he was in street clothes instead of school gear.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And
this is one of the violations?
Yeah. And stopped and shot some hoops with the recruit during his official visit. It was filmed by the recruit's aunt and later deleted from Twitter. It's a violation, but UConn had self-reported it to the NCAA and thought it was nothing at the time. Turned out it was.
We have an early trade to announce.
The
Atlanta Hawks trade the draft rights to Luka Doncic, the third pick, to the Dallas Mavericks for the draft rights to Trae Young, the fifth pick, and a future first-round pick. And now, with the seventh pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Wendell Carter Jr. from Duke University.
A versatile big man from the Bulls. Right,
clear the throat. There you go. Live TV. Very nice. We need to get this kid. I like Wendell Carter over Jaren Jackson.
Duke. Me too.
Duke guys. Don't like him.
All right.
I never liked Duke guys in the draft. I think there's a mentality about going to play at Duke. I do. And I think that's part of why Duke players have struggled a lot of times in the NBA.
But can you really go on Duke track record when he's recruiting differently now?
I don't know if he is.
Oh, he is. Well, I think they've used the same methods to get players, right, but they've turned it up a notch where they're getting a different level player.
Right, but it's still a mentality of why you would go play at that place. I think there's something wrong with that mindset. I question anybody that would go play at Duke, yes. And so I think that's why there's been some struggles in the NBA. Just like we've talked about certain high schools where you're like, this went the mentality of the guys at this high school.
Yeah, modern day high school.
Yes. Seems like a lot of those guys go to college and they're not really ready for it because they transfer like immediately and it's an epidemic with them. There's a mindset about going there. There's a mindset about going to play at Duke.
All right, so seventh pick, Wendell Carter, 6'10", 6'9", solid inside player. I think he's, potentially a stretch, certainly can face from 15. Last thing on Ali, reaction to these violations.
He also, by the way, hired two of his friends to be on the coaching staff, which I thought that's what everyone does.
Right.
Doesn't every coach bring their guys in?
Was the response or the request from UConn, you don't hire your friends, you hire essentially agents to players or their friends or their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you get players. Come on, Kevin, get it together. Yeah. Steve Lappin said, bottom line with Kevin Ollie is he did not win enough. There are a lot of active coaches who have had a lot worse violations than these and even went on probation. Do you know how many schools have former players call recruits? Ray Allen calling, wow, that's a big violation. And he even gave it a laugh out loud.
Number two.
Yesterday was a happy day for you, huh? Did you go over to the Bellagio Fountains and frolic?
I missed it. I think we were on the air at the time.
Damn it. More celebrating by the obnoxious Capitals in our town?
Yes.
Ovi, you love this so much. You're such a Capitals fan.
Ovi and Backstrom. It was part of the awards. It seemed like they were doing
Alexander
kind of
Ovechkin.
Yeah.
And Ovi. Nick Backstrom. Use their full name.
Backy.
Stop with the nicknames. All right? You're not a Caps beat writer. You're not a Caps fan. Ovechkin and Backstrom.
So Ovi and Backy decided that they brought the cup back to Vegas for the awards, and they decided to take it over to the Bellagio Fountain and continue their party. They're celebrating. They did one of your favorite things. They did a boomerang of themselves in the Bellagio Fountain and celebrating once again. And I once again saw VGK fans angry on Twitter.
They should be.
Why?
Get out of our town.
Win. You know, don't stop them from celebrating. You win.
Don't freaking frolic in our fountains.
Why?
Gamble, leave money. Club, leave money. Strip club, leave money.
Don't freaking dance frolic in our fountains.
What if they had to pay to get in the fountain? They left the money for that.
Sure.
I don't like. This is where people want to come to celebrate, especially now that there's hockey here. It's a hockey city. Like, people are going to come here. They want to be here and enjoy themselves. When the Warriors win, they come here. Everybody does. Is it going to be? Will it be better? So next year, let's say VGK doesn't make the final, which is likely. They're not in the final.
It's more acceptable.
And the other team brings the trophy here?
It's more acceptable.
It's a problem?
It's fine.
Okay.
Yes, it's a lot more acceptable. Right. You understand it. You're playing the fool. You're acting the fool. You're shacking the fool.
Number one.
So 8, 9, 10 are coming up. Cavs, Knicks, Sixers. This Cavs pick, I'm sure the Cavs would love to move via trade with Kevin Love. That offer apparently was made to the Spurs, who I'm sure hung up the phone laughing. That was the offer for Kawhi Leonard. So 8, 9, 10 coming up. I'm going to break from the draft here. And I do want to mention, when's your birthday?
Saturday.
Did you know that, Chrissy?
I did. I also prepared something for it.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Adam Hill.
Happy birthday to you.
Nice. You sounded just like her.
That's what I was going for.
I knocked off the old block.
I didn't hear a cut in there at all.
Chip off the old block.
Happy birthday.
So Adam, as many people do, because most of us don't care about anyone's birthdays. You know, this is the whole Facebook phenomenon now.
But yeah, it tells you every, you know, I legitimately wake up every morning and it'll pop up whose birthday it is today. Uh-huh. And you're just like, oh, God.
Yep.
You gotta say something?
You hate that more than...
It's so annoying.
I totally appreciate anyone who wrote on my Facebook page. I still have not answered. But also part of it is I've been annoyed with Facebook. And you know what? I'm getting more annoyed now. You see this new commercial? Like, they're trying to bring people back. And they're
We're trying to win you back.
We made some mistakes, but we've been together the whole time. You didn't make mistakes. You did it on purpose.
Of course.
So,
of course.
Screw off. You totally did it on purpose.
It wasn't a bug. It was a feature.
With the 8th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Colin Sexton from the University of Alabama.
I like it. I like it. Sixers should be depressed. I was actually pointing at Young Schwab because he was questioning if Michael Porter Jr. is an elite prospect. I thought for a second Michael Porter Jr. might go to the Cavs. Now what's going to happen, because there was a rumor out there that the Sixers have been on Michael Porter Jr., this will be awesome. This is a team, I'm telling you, Ben Simmons is not a full-time point guard. Michael Porter essentially is a small forward guard. They're now going to roll out a freaking team if this happens. Should I wait until it happens? If they draft, Michael Porter Jr. could be drafted in 2 picks, right? They could roll out a team that would have Ben Simmons, Michael Porter Jr. at the 2, Simmons at the point guard, Šarić at the 3, and then you make your pick from there. Who's playing true 4 with Embiid? Like a whole lineup that's 6'9 or bigger. In a league that's getting smaller. We'll see what they do.
It'd be an intriguing pick for sure. Although I don't know that Porter goes right into the lineup.
No J.J. Redick. Yeah. You're right. He probably, who knows? If first of all, he has to be selected. Two, he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, his health has been such an issue. All right. So Adam's question on Saturday, which is his 40th birthday. Congrats on that.
That's not correct. It's inaccurate.
Happy 40th?
No, that's inaccurate.
From Big 4-0?
No. No.
What's it feel like? Just a couple days shy of your 40th.
I wouldn't know.
39 is, it's about the same thing. Trust me.
You and your rounding.
Trust me. You round up at that point. Come on.
Not really.
So you pointed out that Dirk Nowitzki birthday hung out with DJ Jazzy Jeff and Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
You wanted to know what 90 celebrities that you should have at your birthday on Saturday.
Yes. If Dirk's the same era,
yeah,
just a little older than me.
So here's my deal, because I'll get your answers if you have any answers. I've told you many times, I don't know where I was in the 90s. I was alive, and I know I was not on drugs. I wasn't drunk the whole time. I don't know what happened. I missed a lot of stuff. I didn't watch enough TV. Like, I'm catching up on TV now. But you guys mentioned TV shows. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Here's my list. I've got 11 people who have to be at your birthday party from the
11?
90s. Yep.
I had 2.
I have 11. I'm prepared. Okay. Ready? JTT.
Okay. Oh. Why would I have him?
JLH. So I'm going to do this, the whole list
I'm
like
in,
that.
I'm in with JLH.
Yeah, who is
that?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
So, Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
See my confusion?
Absolutely.
There. What show was he on?
Home Improvement.
I saw a picture of him on WrestleMania.
Wait, what?
Hey, he was at WrestleMania. He was pretty big. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah. Who is one of my favorites.
Oh, she's in.
Yeah. I saw her on a plane one time, flying back to Newark, New Jersey, and she got off, and she was completely crying, and she was met by Carson Daly.
Awesome.
And I so wanted to punch him in the face. Like, dude, come on.
You didn't say anything to him or her?
Nah, it's none of my business. Okay. Number three on the 90s.
Dale H., not the best person from Party of Five, though.
Yeah, and that used to be really creepy to say, but...
Definitely Lacey Chabert.
Yeah. She grew up. If we're going to do 90s, we got to invite a boy band. So Adam's favorite boy band from the 90s, 98 Degrees.
It's ridiculous.
What do you mean?
First of all,
98 Degrees.
Are they 90s?
Yeah.
I was thinking like 2000.
No, 90s.
Okay. Well, that would not be.
Now, Lachey's, he's an old guy now.
That's true.
By the way, Knicks are up next, so when we turn up the audio, there will be booing.
Yeah, no question.
We will carry this because we want to see the idiots in New York boo whoever they get.
They're already booing even if they don't know who it is yet.
90s birthday list. I'll go rapid fire. Steven Seagal. He'd be cool to hang out with now.
No.
Big star. Urkel.
I would have Stefan Urkel, not Steve Urkel.
Double Dip. Maybe one shows up. You're confused. You can't tell the difference. Olsen Twins.
Okay, and they're a little young in the 90s.
This would be a party. Think about this group. Yeah.
Any party where there's Steven Seagal and the Olsen Twins, it's a good party.
If I could find more infamous celebrities from the 90s, I would have. You have to have I guess he'd be the oldest guy there. Cato Kaelin?
I heard he's
yeah.
A...
Right?
I actually would have had... I would have OJ. So
yeah!
And then I'm going 90s femme fatales. They can all hang out and talk about their issues. Ready?
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky, Lorena Bobbitt, Amy Fisher, Tanya Harding. Let's do this.
Yeah, I don't...
Drop the mic, Steve. That was perfect.
Come on, what?
I would like something...
You're getting action out of this party. I gave you four good shots there.
That's... JLH would be the... That'd be the hopeful.
Do you have a backup?
Who are your two people?
Monica... It's just Kelly Kapowski and Topanga.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, my God.
That's my party.
So limiting.
That's my party.
The dream.
Although, if OJ wants to be there, he's a 90s guy. That's fine.
Yay.
Did I pique your interest with Lewinsky? You could talk her about Bill, your hero?
Yeah, if she would talk about it. I don't think she would. And I think it'd be
she'd talk about it.
It was my birthday.
Wasn't she complaining like a month ago that she got banned from some event that he was going to be at?
Yeah.
She'll talk about it.
All right. Well, and if she didn't want to, I'd be like, it's my birthday. You have to. Just come on.
So, who else from the 90s? Should be at Adam's birthday party. That's his era. He's turning 39.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it too obvious.
Though.
I didn't want to make it too obvious.
Oh.
With the ninth pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Kevin Knox from the University of Kentucky.
Oh, no. This is now guaranteed that Kevin Knox is going to have an all-star NBA career because the Porzingis dudes are going thumbs down. I think that may just be a good luck move now.
I think this is wishful thinking.
It's actually far from guaranteed. No one knows less about basketball than Knicks fans. And the Knox thing started to emerge last night that he was going to be the pick. I like Kevin Knox's potential. I think he can be a good player.
I think there's...
And we shouldn't listen to Knicks fans because, as I said, most New Yorkers, New Jersey folks, do not watch college basketball. So they know nothing about these players. They don't. They're forced to watch St. John's. St. John's sucks. They really don't watch college basketball. And it's not discussed on sports radio there, and it's barely discussed on sports TV. So they have no idea of any of these players.
No, I think that's completely fair. And I think, like I said, they were going to boo no matter who it was. I wonder who they wanted. Interesting.
I'm guessing, two of the point guards went off the board, that the Kentucky point guard could have been the apple of their eye. They do need a point guard.
Yeah.
Well, Tealakina is not. He's not a point guard.
They need a lot. There's a lot of things that they need. So, I would... Okay, NBA comparison is Tobias Harris, so that's wonderful. Great pick.
He's actually not a bad player. I don't know if that's the worst the ninth pick in the draft.
He's fine, though.
He's another... He's a New Yorker. Kevin Knox is not. Kevin Knox, Tampa, St. Louis? Where is he? Tampa, I think.
I don't know. Yeah.
Get all confused. I think college choice last year.
I do think there's a very good chance he tops out at average.
Strong stuff. Yeah. Sixers are up next. And by the way, Michael Porter Jr. is available.
You mentioned him. There's a consensus across all mock drafters of who they're taking. And it's not Porter. Same position, though.
Who is it?
Bridges. They go local.
Yeah, they talked about going small forward.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Villanova Bridges, not Michigan State Bridges.
Yeah, Villanova. They go local.
All right, we'll see what they do on the way back.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
I remember when I lived in Vegas back in the day, we'd get comps, game tickets, meals, basically free stuff. It's what the town used to be run on. Well, there's actually a Ford dealership that still does it. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. With every new car purchase, you get free registration, free tint, and a free cheeseburger. If you're going to buy a new car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get? It's the Vegas way, and it's probably why they're the number one Ford dealer in all of Nevada. Go see my guy Brad and his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Hey, what about those who have applied for a loan with DLC in the past and been denied?
Great question. Unlike banks, we try our best to approve everyone. But the reality is that some people are going to be denied, and they have been. The good news is that everyone's situation changes. 2 years ago or even 6 months ago is a long time. Now you're on your job longer. Maybe you got a raise, paid off some other bills, who knows?
And after 20 years, I'm sure DLC has had a lot of applicants.
Over 2 million people have applied with us for a loan. If you were denied in the past, come on back in. We'd love to give you another shot. We've even loosened our lending criteria over the past year.
They could also bring in a co-borrower, right?
Of course. Another good idea.
Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account, and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Preventi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Crevetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Crevetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Crevetti Orthopedics. Visit CrevettiOrtho.com today.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned, or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
12 days, 30 teams, and 450 of some of the best players in the world. It's the NBA Summer League coming back to Vegas, July 6th through 16th, to the Thomas & Mack Center. This year will be bigger and better than ever, with all 30 NBA teams coming to town, playing a total of 82 games. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com for your chance to win tickets and NBA Summer League merchandise. Winner will be drawn July 9th, so log on to lvsportsnetwork.com and register today.
This is Chad Warren, Executive Director of the UNLV Alumni Association. Being a Rebel is an honor and hard-earned privilege, one that only 115,000 fellow Rebels share. Your UNLV Alumni Association represents all alumni and promotes ways for alumni to help alumni. We proudly welcome the class of 2018 to the UNLV Alumni family. Learn how you can get involved at unlvalumni.org. That's unlvalumni.org. Go Rebels!
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
It's time once again for our 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. And this year, we're at Revere Golf Club. Tee off Saturday, 8 a.m., July 21st for 18 holes of golf and girls. This year, the ladies of Hustler Club will be on hand for the annual event, along with great prizes like a 55-inch TV from Bust Out Bail Bonds, cigars from Enfuego Cigars and Lounge, golf from Revere Golf Club, movie passes from Galaxy Theaters at the Cannery, and more. Plus, you can meet the girls from Bubby's University. It's the 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. Sign up, only $110. Visit reveregolf.com and sign up today. Lunch, girls, prizes, and a fantastic day of golf. Sponsored by Hustlers Gentlemen's Club. Sign-ups at reveregolf.com. That's reveregolf.com. The 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. Saturday, July 21st at Revere Golf Club. See you there.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Breaking news, men. A 2016 clinical trial on controversial natural male enhancement pill known as Red Forterra shows significant improvement in performance and pleasure, enhancing both size and virility. Men, you will be bigger. This trial reveals this new miracle sex pill works on demand. No more waiting, no more wondering, just powerful results. Spouses of the test subjects verified the statistical improvements in their husband's performance and their own resulting sexual satisfaction, noting significant increases after just one pill. Clinical trial data suggests significant improvement in sexual satisfaction and sexual desire in both partners. The science is clear. Better virility, bigger size, more satisfaction with Red Forterra.
Men, you will be bigger. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Let us prove it. Call now to get one free pill free while supplies last. Call 1-800-593-5174. 1-800-593-5174. That's 1-800-593-5174.
Looking for a fresh, hot, delicious dinner the whole family will enjoy without a strain on the wallet? You want the taste of Napoli's pizza. Try the spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread with a 2-liter soda for $19.99. So the family is the size of a team? No problem. Order two 18-inch pizzas, two toppings each, 40 wings plus two 2-liter sodas for $68.99. No cardboard crust, cheap meats and cheeses. Only the freshest meats and produce. Napoli's, the original home of the 30-inch pizza. Three locations, Vegas, Henderson, and North Las Vegas.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Back to Cofield and Company.
So, the mocks on the Sixers for the draft were correct. Kale Bridges from Villanova matched up with the Sixers an awful lot. He just went 10th in the draft. So, here's the last couple of picks in the NBA draft. 6 was Orlando, Mo Bamba. 7, Wendell Carter, Bulls. Cavs took Colin Sexton, guard out of Bama. Knicks took the very handsome Kevin Knox, and the Sixers went with Bridges. Now we've got Hornets, Clippers, Nuggets, Wizards. You're reading online, people trying to trade up. Hornets pick at 11. Looks Michael Porter Jr.?
No.
No?
All right.
No. By the way, he's the first guy to really plummet. Bamba went below his over-under number of 5.5. Porter was over-under 6.5 pick.
Yeah.
So he's now into the teens.
Well, injury concerns for sure.
Yeah.
It looks like, well, Phoenix wanted to get back in the lottery to get one of the elite point guards. They are, you know, the two top ones are gone. But it looks like they're trying to acquire this pick to get SGA, but I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm going with your theme.
Why not?
Yeah. Don't know if they're going to get the deal done in time or how they're going to try to pull this off, but we shall see if Phoenix is able to somehow acquire this.
So they could have the Kentucky guard to build with Ayton, Josh Jackson. God, I'm looking down their salary list. It's amazing how little money Devin Booker makes for how productive he's been.
Yeah.
Makes $3.3
million.
Must feel good watching Brandon up make 14-6.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of veterans. You know, Hot Sauce is on that team making $5.5 million.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, that's a good core. It's a good core.
Yeah, they need a point guard for sure.
Now, of course, on the Suns roster, then you're also smacked in the face with previous first-round picks that just did not turn out, like Alex Len. Oops.
Still there? Wow.
And they do have Elfrid Payton,
well,
who was a top-10 pick.
Still young.
Yeah. Well, he is. He is. And forgot about the very inconsistent Marcus Chris.
Right.
Of course, had his season derailed this year by getting kicked in the wrist.
Yeah.
By Dr. Dre.
He can still be good, too.
Yeah. All right, so we're in the teens now with the NBA draft. This is around...
Is there 11 teens?
That's a good point. We're not teens
yet. I think it's a debate to be had.
No, you're right. 13. I jumped ahead. Yeah. I was jumping ahead for Troy Brown territory.
Okay.
Centennial's Troy Brown, who went to Oregon. So we'll see where he lands, but here comes the pick or a trade or something.
With the 11th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Canada, and the University of Kentucky.
All right. Are they keeping him? We'll see. We don't see anything coming down yet, right, about a trade?
Not yet.
Before we get back to Troy Brown... jackass, D-bag, or putz? What do we call the little kid who didn't like the Knicks pick?
Adorable.
No, you don't.
Whoa.
He was totally obnoxious. His dad's here, with the thumbs down. The kid just mugging for the camera. Get out of here.
I say Brett.
The kid, he kept it somewhat cool because all he did is like, he looked at the camera and he gave the sad face and just like, look what's going on here. He just did the... What can you even say about this move?
This is why they got him with the draft out of New York. This whole bit is so old.
It's terrible. But they also, again, they just wanted to boo no matter who it was. They could have drafted and like, they've come up with a trade. They're getting Steph Curry. Boo.
Chrissy, do we have the 315 rejoin? Can you load that up? Because that's who this kid is. 2006 draft. There's obnoxious New York guy. And... You know, he's not actually annoyed about the pick of Balkman.
No, the Balkman's all right.
But Isaiah is a bum. This is this little kid about 10 years from now.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
We want Marcus Williams in this draft. We got a young backcourt, but Marcus Williams is talented, is experienced, and we gonna get him, baby.
Tell me what you thought of the pick of Balkman.
Balkman was good, but Isaiah's a bum. We need to fire Isaiah as soon as possible and get somebody who knows how to manage a team and put this team where we need to be. And that's winning a championship for New York.
New York!
Now we're not playing the Knicks song again. Actually, yeah, I'll play it again. Let's do it. It's such a good song.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. They go, New York, go, New York, go.
Go, New York.
Yeah. How old do you think that kid was? The booing Knicks kid of this generation.
What year? It was 12.
10, 12?
Yeah.
So what are we at? So 2006. All right. So he was born probably born draft night. The Balkman Marty Collins draft.
I think that's safe to say.
That kid was born.
He was born that night, or conceived. I don't know.
He pops out. His dad's watching the draft. The kid's first vision is his dad with thumbs down. The kid's like, what?
Well, the Suns got
just
beat.
Born.
Suns got beat. SGA goes to the Clippers.
That's weird. Clippers moved up one spot.
Interesting.
All right. Woj. Clippers grabbing the Kentucky guard. So what do they do? Just flip-flop spots, and I guess we'll find out who the Hornets have here. And then this poor kid's got to do an interview with that Hornet. I mean, it's one thing if the hat's decent. That's a terrible hat. Just awful. All right.
Well, the draft hats in general, yeah, the draft hats are not good.
So we're waiting on 12 and 13. So Troy Brown should be the first guy with Vegas ties. Did I miss anyone? Was there anyone on the top 11 Finley Prep guy or something?
I always
forget all the ridiculous prospects they've had over the years.
It's insane how many guys have been through there.
Like, I forget some of the guys who landed for a year and played in town. But Brown was mostly mocked in this range, you know, like 15 to 22.
Yeah.
So we're at the 12th and 13th pick. Did you see Troy Brown doing a party?
Yeah, he's having a nice little draft party, a little get-together, and representing Vegas.
We're not going to get a Chris Wood picture, right?
I don't think so.
Just the that was horrible.
Yeah, it was.
That were
was
you there?
One. No.
You want to tell people who are new to the area about Chris Wood?
When he wasn't picked and just devastated, and there's
UNLV player who was much debated throughout the season. You were a big defender.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe the biggest defender in the market of Chris Wood, who just had a flow about him when he played, and it just looked like he wasn't trying at times. And he did dog it a little bit on defense from time to time. But, I mean, when he was good, he had a great year.
His
the double-double guy with a couple of blocks a game, had monster games. He was a big part of leading into the victory against Arizona. And then he goes to the draft, and he was mock drafts had him late first. Early second, I mean, stretch dude, 6'10", 6'11". Of course he's going to get picked. And then you guys, the paper, get this picture of him not drafted, and he's just like, because he's so long and lanky, just with his arms between his legs, and like just slumped over like, ugh.
It was a sad.
God, I can't believe I didn't get drafted.
It was a sad photo.
And there's going to be like 75 guys tonight who are like, yeah, of course I'm going to get drafted. No, you're not.
Yeah, no, there's only 60 spots and 90 guys to
trade
on.
Like, there's guys from every corner of the earth who are being looked at. Fran Fraschilla has seen all of them, right? Fran will pop up at some point here, and you'll just... It'll be some crazy hidden players. And it's like, well...
I caught up with this kid when he played a tournament in Tunisia last month. You're right? Like, what?
And that's the guy who blocks, potentially, you know, a Brandon McCoy. But Troy Brown at his party, wearing a Vegas Golden Knights jersey. A sweater.
Should be good luck. Golden Knights had a good season.
Pretty cool.
Had a good draft.
A true Las Vegan.
No question.
With the 12th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the LA Clippers select Miles Bridges from Michigan State University.
All right, can you turn off their mics, please? Someone's like, Charlotte.
I think Izzo is Snapchatting something right now.
So it looks like that's the flip-flop, that yeah. Miles Bridges will go to Charlotte. And by the way, someone's leaking the next pick. Should I do it?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm not doing it.
Why?
Actually, yeah, we are here to provide news. In time. Rumors that Jerome Robinson, who's rocketed up the charts, another wing player, could go at 13 to the Clippers.
The Clippers pick again? Oh, yeah.
They have 12 and 13.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like Bridges?
Yeah, I think he's good. I wouldn't be super excited.
Draymond Green or Denzel Washington? Or Denzel Valentine?
Denzel Valentine?
I always do that with Denzel Washington.
Denzel
Valentine!
Safe to say he's
a lot smaller, but...
Somewhere in between.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Valentine,
actually...
You were trying to break down the player ugliness scale earlier. Valentine was pretty far down on that one.
Yeah, not a super attractive guy. Yeah, I was just pointing out the Knicks. Kevin Knox is not a real looker. So.
What do you think that
shouldn't
will...
be too distracting. But you know what? Chrissy, you chime in on this. Is J.R. Smith good looking?
I would say no.
Ooh, young Schwab. Affirmative on it. He's like, nope, nope.
Yep. He's.
The Schwab is in the hizzy.
Yeah, he gives his opinion.
Seems to agree.
The looksometer. Thumbs down from Young Schwab on J.R. Smith.
I think it's something about the way he carries himself, too.
Is that when you know someone's not real smart, is it hard for them to... Well, but there are a lot of smart... There are a lot of really dumb, good-looking guys.
He's shirtless all the time. That should help, right?
With some...
Who's the swimmer? Who's a really stupid swimmer?
Michael Phelps?
No.
Whoops.
Oh, Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte, who's a handsome guy, but my God, you can't talk to the guy for 5 minutes.
I mean, he is just a dolt.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
If he was an abuser, Chrissy would propose.
Yeah, you are weird that way. Thank you.
Wait.
I don't think that was a compliment.
No.
I plead the fifth.
Nuggets, Wizards, Suns on the way. Michael Porter Jr., still not drafted. Year and a half ago, race for number one recruit in the country between, not DeAndre Ayton actually, between Michael Porter Jr. and Marvin Bagley. And Bagley was a late entry because that was a reclassification and he came late in the game to go to Duke.
Yeah.
Damn!
To move up that one spot, the Hornets give up two future seconds.
All right, that's all right.
Hornets get two future seconds, excuse me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I love the 3 and 5 swap for a first.
Yeah. Well,
Dallas first. Dallas could stink for a couple more years, so did Dallas just give up a future top 10 pick to move up two spots for Doncic? He better be...
We'll see.
First of all, the fact that he went at 3 better be good anyway, but if you give up a future first and it's a top 10 pick...
Well, according to our friend in San Antonio, it was a terrific pick.
Trade. That was Ari Temkin,
yeah,
radio guy in San Antonio. He thought LD is great.
He might be a generationally changing player.
I thought our buddy in Sacramento, Carmichael Dave, was very high on him, too.
Yeah.
They weren't the only ones. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who think he's going to be an awesome player.
Yeah, I think he could be. I mean, but again, it was a high price that was paid. So it kind of puts the pressure on him right from the start.
So what do you start thinking when a guy is slipping like this?
Injuries? That it's worse than people think?
Yeah. Back injury at 19?
Yeah.
And what, was it a hip? It was a hip that really got jacked up this year.
And he had to cancel his second pro day.
Dang. Troy Brown and Chandler Hutchison. Do they go before Michael Porter Jr.?
That'd be a big story. I think so far you can already say Porter's the story of the first round so far.
Well, he's the guy slipping. Like we said, you could bet NBA draft slots over-under. Was the 6.5 pick. I mean, there was actually talk that he was making a late push to the Kings at 2 about 4 days ago, but clearly not true at all. All right, so we're tracking the next couple picks, and then we are out of here, and then we'll have ESPN covering it the rest of the way, find out what happens the rest of the first round. We'll see where our local guys go, Troy Brown. See if Brandon McCoy is a high second-round pick, a middle second-round pick, a shocker, end of the first round, or does he go undrafted? That would suck.
Denver has been seriously debating Porter, and they're deciding now if they're going to go through with it. That is a Woj bomb.
Again, this draft is a speculation draft. That's what these are. You're drafting 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
By definition, it is.
This is like, it really is like baseball.
Yeah.
You may not see the guy emerge for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly it's becoming more and more of that, but it's always kind of been that. You're projecting, you know, you're not projecting who's going to be the best guy day one. It's who's going to be the best guy in 3 or 4 years.
All right, before we get out of here, a couple of things to hit. We'll get the next couple of picks. One, you had a really weird story, so we do a mini grab bag here. Rules are rules. Did a dad save his son from a burning car on a racetrack and then get smacked down?
Yes.
Not by the kid, but by the ruling body?
Yeah, he's his son's crew chief. And he's an auto racer, young up-and-coming kid, and he got in a crash, and the car was starting to get on fire. The dad is not allowed to enter the track.
This is a great story. Guy had his life saved.
In the 2018 NBA draft, the L.A. Clippers select Jerome Robinson from Boston College.
Right, there you go. Good snitch on Twitter. Nice one. Jerome Robinson, Boston College. Many thought when he entered the draft, second-round pick. He just went 13th. So they just drafted a pair of 6'5", 6'6", players to start. You know, I'd call it a rebuild. The Clippers actually did not have a bad year, considering they started to gut the franchise of their star players.
Yeah. But they didn't go too far down. And people, as you said, people have gotten very high on Jerome Robinson the last couple of weeks. He's kind of rocking it up.
I hope LeBron likes SGA and Jerome Robinson when he lands with ownership with Ballmer and the Clippers, and that new arena's open up in 3 years.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, finish up the fire-saving story.
So this
that's
father,
a tough one to break into.
Yes, it is. Dean Jones is the father, saved his son, Mike Jones, following a crash at South Boston Speedway in Virginia. So he sees his son crash, the car starting on fire, he runs out, saves him from the car, but he's not allowed to go on the track during the race. That's not allowed.
Can they wave it?
No. I think
is this like a convenience store clerk who gets fired because he stopped a robbery? Like, you're not, it's against company policy?
Sort of. I mean, I guess so. But in this case, I don't think they wanted to come down on him too hard, but they realized, you know, for many reasons, safety being certainly one of them, they don't want people doing this. So he's been not suspended. He has been put on probation for the rest of the racing season.
Wow.
To be on the lookout for don't get in any more trouble. But right now he's been spared a suspension, but he certainly was sanctioned for coming out on the track.
Rules are rules, man.
Yeah, true.
Rules are rules. You know, before we get out of here, can we get one more pick? We'll see. I'm going to go on the Wayback Machine one more time on the rules are rules. I forgot how dumb this quote was. Actually, this is an interview. Remember the Suns getting completely screwed out of winning an NBA championship because people put their toes on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And all the suspensions were handed down. Remember what an insufferable jackass and egomaniac David Stern was?
So depending upon what will put the most fans watching our games and the most money in our pockets, we should bend our rules. Okay. It's being decided because two Phoenix Suns who knew about the rule forgot about it, couldn't control themselves, and didn't have coaches that can control them. And don't you forget it. Is it exactly fair? Probably not. Is it a red-letter rule? Absolutely. Did it cost other teams their playoffs and championship? Yes. So I guess there's no way for us to get the message through. Do you think next year the players will understand it?
Yeah, they do. You're gone, and now the league actually uses common sense yeah. instead of everything being driven by your out-of-control ego. Don David Sternio. And the reason we came up with that moniker was because of his weird threats at the Hedgehog.
Right.
Stan Van Gundy, who dared speak out against the Don.
He wanted nothing more than to be a mob boss running the NBA. That was his dream.
Yutz. Absolute yutz. Oh, no. This is getting to be the sad part. It's only the 13th pick.
He's got the Fiji water out.
It's only the 13th pick. Please do not. Do not go Geno Smith. Remember Geno?
Yeah.
Snapped. Walked out.
Yes.
These things happen. Guys slip.
They're just breaking down. There's movement at the table. The agent switched seats.
Oh, really?
For good luck? Yeah.
They're getting phone calls?
Yeah. They're breaking it down, how the table's playing out.
No approach. We will not get a final pick.
ESPN's draft analytics model believes the Clippers selection of Jerome Robinson was a major reach. Model ranked the former Boston College Eagle as the 54th best player in this draft class. With just a 17% chance of becoming a starting caliber player.
All right, remember that.
Yes.
Right? If he stinks or he turns out to be a really good player. Did you make a comment earlier about Luka Doncic's mom?
I did.
Hmm.
And Chandler Hutchinson's.
Apparently, steam is developing here.
Oh, it's building?
Andre Iguodala, upon seeing Doncic, the 3 pick, hug the mom. A simple tweet of "Mom's decent," with 3 exclamation points. Though,
what a great tweet!
Wow, Iggy's got good taste.
Yeah, oh, she's good,
real nice.
Yeah,
not my type. I, you know, like Wendell Carter's mom, who's 6'8".
Yeah, a little too young for you, too.
a little too young. All right, stick around. Rest of the draft is on the way here. Been, I'd say, not super surprising to this point. Maybe we'll have some shockers. Clearly, Twitter's going to blow up here for the next 10, 15, 30 minutes on where MPJ lands. Maybe he goes next. All right, stick around. More great radio coming up here on ESPN Las Vegas.